Heirs of Grimnir by David Gaiman. Part 3. Performed by John Banks, Cliff Chapman, Steve Conlin, Sean Connolly, and Stephen Perring.
It's so quiet. Listen. No magmadroths. No Skaven screaming.
You sound nervous.
What is this place?
I can give you only guesses. I would say that this is a shadow place beneath the Realm of Fire, close enough for a single cut of the Vermin Lord's weapon to open the passage between here and Akshi. We are fortunate the demon's flight didn't take it into the gnawholes that crisscross the mortal realms. Such pathways are veined with warpstone, the very essence of corruption and madness. And no Dwardin who's braved such a portal has ever returned sane enough to speak of it.
Maybe they weren't strong enough to endure it.
Vresak, our good fortune.
We're being watched. I feel it.
Aye. We probably are. Probably best not to tarry over long. It is naught but the pure fires of the Zardkul within us all that keeps the vermin at bay. But eventually, hunger will overcome even fear.
Pah! I'm not scared of a few rats.
Nor I, Runeson. But what of a thousand? A million? Have you ever wielded an axe against an avalanche? Or upon a cloud of ash?
How do they get here? They're flesh and blood creatures, just like the rest of us.
Maybe. Once, when they first burrowed their way into this place, they were. No doubt they've bred since, suffused themselves in the raw magics of shadow and fire, gnawed on the bones of the demonic creatures that existed in this space before them. They are something other now.
Aye, not the most inspiring speech I've ever heard you deliver.
Aye, you're losing your touch, Firebrand.
So, where do we go from here? How does a Duardin track a creature through this? How do you corner a greater demon in its own damn lair?
Figure it out for yourself. Remember the vow we all swore. He who kills the deceiver will be Runefather. Where we go from here is our own separate ways. And when you see me next, it will be to call me Vresak Grimnir.
I'll take this tunnel.
Why that one?
Never you mind, little Grimnir.
All I smell is rat anyway.
Which is why you've no appreciation for the subtle distinctions of the Lodge's ales. I can smell Ulguanite magic. Brimstone. A faint odor of chaos corruption.
Deceiver!
You expect it to come to you?
It might.
A mad demon of the Horned God it may be, but its heart's still Skaven. It won't come out to face the four of us together. It knows better.
Well, I like the feel of this way. My lost hand aches.
What of the Firebrand?
I'm not some young flame to be cosseted against the wind, Arrixon. I will outburn you all yet, the way you're going about throwing your flames away.
You also can't walk.
Ah!
We can't leave him. What honor would that be for the Lodge if we left our battlesmith in this place of fire and shadow to be eaten alive by rats?
He'd slow me down. Which is what you're hoping for, I'll wager. Or you'd have volunteered yourself already.
You think I need the advantage?
Aye, I think you do.
Maybe I thought that you could do with one full pair of hands.
Care to test those two hands of yours against this one of mine?
I'll take him.
No one takes the Firebrand.
I mean, he's welcome to come with me.
Why?
It'll make a better saga for the Unbacky Chronicle come the end, won't it? And I want the Battlesmith to be there when I kill the Vermin Lord.
Good hunting then, brothers.
Grimnir lend you both strength. You'll need it.
Walk with Roth, Runesons. Thank you, Fawn.
I remember how to honor my lodge. And I remember your old apprentice, Rodur. He was closer to me than my own brothers, which makes you almost a father. Or as good as.
Warm words melt no gold, Runeson.
Anyway, somehow I don't think it matters which of us moves quicker. This is the demon's realm, and it'll find us as it wishes to.
I would never have believed there could be so many of anything in the mortal realms. There's no avoiding them.
Try not to let it bother you, Firebrand.
And what would you have my mind do instead?
I can't tell you that, Battlesmith. But for myself, I'll sleep sounder tonight for knowing there's one rat fewer gnawing on the walls of whatever this stuff is between the rest of the mortal realms and me.
You're angry.
I'd say I've earned the right.
The death of a father or a brother is a cause for fury. Aye. Or for anguish. Or for shame, depending on the manner of their death. But death is never to be unwelcome. We are forged from death. It is with us every step we take through life. It is the embrace we all run towards, all the quicker for the knowledge that it is there. Only death returns us to the fire, to rejoin our spirit with Grimnir's, and the following of his final footsteps is a moment to be rejoiced, and an opportunity for those left behind to live further in his example.
I'm the sixth son, Firebrand. I must perform greater deeds for the same acclaim. My daring had to be doubly reckless and extreme, and it was. Though I knew my chances of becoming Runefather were slim, I did it all just the same.
Your chances now are greater than they have ever been. And yet still you are angry.
I suppose it's a fire not so easily doused once lit.
True, true. But all you rail against is as it should be. There is a contradiction in the heart of every Runefather.
What kind of contradiction?
I'd have thought that a Runeson who put lodge before glory would understand. Grimnir never led his people. He never took the throne that Sigmar crafted for him in Highheim, nor ever set foot within that parliament of the gods. Even Gorkum Morka did, before the sneers of Tirion and Malarian and Grunya's fear of him drove the green god back to his beloved wilds. But not Grimnir. He never left the fire. There is more of Grimnir in the face of the Doomvarag or the Grimin than there is in the Runefather of a great lodge. Remember that, Fawn, the next time you feel sorry for yourself.
Aye, Firebrand. I will.
Be gone, vermin!
What is it?
The rats grow bold. Their wariness dims.
I'll light it again, Firebrand. I'll teach it not to approach the flesh of the Unback.
Leave it, Fawn. It's just a rat.
Oh, it's more than a damned rat. It's all of this. No one gets to take a bite out of the bloody Unback without going through Fawn Arrokson. No one! You hear me, vermin? No one!
Fawn!
Rightly legendary is the temper fire of the Axian beard thing, yes. Rightly legendary. It does not disappoint.
Deceiver, where are you?
Beneath your clawless footpaws, above your round fellas' heads, everywhere. I am the knowing that is feared but not heard. I am the light reflected from a million eyes, the twitch of a million whiskers. The maze is of my making. It is of my mind, a likeness of the great mind of the horned rat. And there is no space in existence more labyrinthine, more contrary to logic, more conducive to mortal madness. And you follow me gleefully, as I knew you would. But you will not find me, no. For I am death. I am shadow. Always behind you I am, yes. Yes, you will wander until you weaken until you stumble, until you are eaten by the many, many children. Yes, too weary to even scream.
We are heirs of Grimnir, Deceiver. We don't hide from death.
And if death hides from you? If death does not answer your bidding, makes you wait. And wait, and wait, and wait, and wait, and wait. What then, Beardthing? What then?
Cease your pathetic attempts at mockery and come at me! Or are you afraid to face my axe in honest combat?
Again, I ask, what then?
Why play games? I don't speak to my dinner while it's helpless on my plate. Why do you?
You are not dead still yet, form wound son of Unback. I like how you wriggle, trying to nibble at my claw. You and your litter brothers, even the old meat white fire you carry with you. Wise, cunning, you will live longer than your brute kin if you eat him before my rats do. Yes.
Easy, Fawn. You're no threat to the creature unless it deigns to show itself. Remember that. Fire and stone.
Abandon this fool quest, yes. Leave your litter brothers. Squeak say that you triumph, that you slew the dread assassin, Skittergill, and be named room father to your happy meat clankin.
Never.
Who would know?
I don't bloody well care who'd know.
That is not what Brezhag squeaked.
What?
The mark of chaos is on him, yes. Touched, tainted, like spoiled meat. Even I would not eat it. You smell it. Even with big, flabby beard thing noses, I know you do, yes.
Not so flabby these days. And he wouldn't. I know he wouldn't. He's a mad bastard, but he's a fire slayer. He's my brother. Whatever else stands between us, the blood comes first. Even Urgold comes and goes. Stone will break if you hit hard or leave it long enough. But dishonor is forever.
You to kill him before he kills you.
No.
Before he flees this maze and tells all the beer things how you went mad.
You said there was no escape.
And Raka, you do not even need to kill. He gives up. He is not even looking for me.
I don't believe you.
I never lie. Because I do not know what is true. It has no smell. No taste. Though it can bite, yes, it can. I know what is, what isn't, and when one must be other. Is that truth? Is it? Then I am a maker of truth, and a defiler of lies.
This is all bloody nonsense.
Kill them! Leave them! Go home!
No!
It is because he is here, isn't it? The old thing. That is all right. You can kill him too. Then you can be Meat King.
Oh, show yourself to me.
Or I can kill him for you.
Grimnir!
It does not disappoint. No. It does not.
Where are you? Get back here, deceiver! We've barely even warmed up. Deceiver!
Fawn!
Hold on, Firebrand.
Leave it. You'll ruin your axe grip. It'll stop bleeding. Eventually, on its own.
Brezark. He must have drawn the demon's eye.
Then what are you still doing here, Roomson?
I'm not going to just leave you here for the rats.
If this is my death, then I welcome it. The rats will find a spark or two left in this old forge, believe me. And the breath for one last song in its bellows.
Aye. And what about your Urgold?
Aye. Arup Grimnir raised you right, lad. Go. Only one rune son can become rune father, but one rune son alone won't be enough to defeat this demon. Kill him, Fawn. Ensure that Arup and Angrok and Cairngrom and Engrundkol can fight with honor in the Doomgrun at Grimnir's side. That the Unbaki will still be there to answer when the call to the final battle sounds.
All right, Battlesmith. But if you should find yourself tempted to die before I come back, then remember this. I'll sing my own bloody saga to the Unbaki Feards if you do. All right. Back! Ha! Hold the demon for me, Brezark! Krazook!
I've got you now, deceiver!
Now is when you die, die, beard thing!
Back off, Fawn! I'm the one who found the Deceiver's Lair! The kill's mine!
It's whoever kills the Vermin Lord that our oath makes rune father. Besides, I found him first! You should have learned to fight quietly!
I'm too old to learn these new tricks! Not when the old ones served me so well!
I could have killed, slain you so easily, picked you off one by one until none were left. But this is more elegant, more perfect, more genius. Bring low the unbacked things, squeaks the Vermin King to Skitterkill. And I do it with two kills. Kill, like that. Two kill stabs and the tick steal of your precious gold plaques, and then watch you claw each other to pieces. Look, see? Even now you'd rather fight each other than me.
You'll regret not killing me when you had the chance.
Brezark!
Death is like a long sleep, they say. Night-night, beard thing.
Leave him, deceiver. Turn and face me.
A rare treat, yes, for us both. Most mortals I kill from behind. I do miss the look of hopelessness, the scent of terror.
I warned you. We were just getting warmed.
Skitter!
Glimmer! Blood!
Too fast for you, beard thing. Too quick strong despite your pretty god gold. Yes. You leave behind your little brothers. Leave behind your war beasts. Perhaps Perhaps all three of you together. Perhaps. With your scaly meat god reptiles, perhaps. Perhaps then you could have beaten me. But what is one fiery little mortal to a silver shard broken from the madness of the great horned rat? Ah, my axe! Die now.
Kazoo!
Sick beard thing heads. How is it not dead meat?
Honor to you, brother. He's too strong, too fast, and he doesn't bloody tire. But death is always welcome. Every end is a good one, so long as it's mine!
You even destroyed the Moon Clan of Dunbarak Place, a token for which Clan Boyle will be indebted for generations. No matter that they are almost all dead too, they will recover, rebuild, repopulate. It is what the Skaven do. Yes. Why we are better. Why we always win in the end. And I will help them rebuild, yes. I will, because I am better. And then Clan Boyle will be wrapped even tighter around my claw. And all I had to do was kill stab two little beard things and take snatch their pretty treasures. Silly fire thing throwing away its axe.
I don't need an axe to kill you! I'll choke the smirk from you with one hand!
Watch out, Rezak! The knife!
What did you do that for?
The demon was about to gut you.
Then you should have let him and taken the kill for yourself. Avenge the Unback Lodge and become Rune Father in my stead!
The mad one is right. You have had your fun, as I have had mine. You die now.
Aye, maybe we will. But it'll take more than you've got to break the will of the Unback. And I'll go to Grimnir with a bounce in my bloody stride for knowing I was slain by a fool. They call us mercenaries. Gold pilgrims and fanatics, but we're all children of Grimnir, related by godly blood. And you'll not see me raise a fist against a brother, or stand by as I watch one fall. Fire only feeds. Fire makes it stronger. You want to kill a rune son of the Unback? Then kill me! Choke on the ash of Fire Slayer honor. Know that I go to the Doomgron unbroken. That it'll be your immortal spirit I come looking for when I march again for the end of days.
I will make you rue the...
A Wormslayer javelin.
Thanks for lining up the throw for me, little Grimnir. I couldn't have done it without you.
Druku.
I think that should be Druku Grimnir.
Aye, Rune Father. This is where we part.
The road to Carrag Unback is ahead of us, little Grimnir. You won't serve me.
I'm not sure I want to serve anyone. At least not yet. Not while there's glory and Urgold to be won out here.
You could still be a rune father. The Dunbarak's yours if you want it.
I don't.
Well, I'm not giving it to this maniac.
Well, then you can find someone else to rule over that cesspit, killing the grots on your border for scant reward and little gold.
Fine, then, it's yours.
I enjoyed sharing this blood quest with you, my brothers. A damn sight more than I would ever have enjoyed being Runefather, I think.
What will you do instead?
I don't know. Take the lowland road to the Great Parch. Follow in the footsteps of Brodyr and the Doomseeker. Find gold and glory for myself in the realms beyond the Salamander's spine.
Grimnir.
A true heir of Grimnir.
Farewell then, brother.
Aye. Farewell.
Come on then, Fireclaw. No doubt Brodyr needs saving by now.